the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2268, Stacy C. and Winfield S. Walls Jr.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat shrink wrapping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.97 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Gull Point Road, which is Sussex County Route 313, approximately 0.52 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 30600 and 30606 Gull Point Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 44.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we received one mail return. Thank you.
All right, we thank you, and Chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Good evening, everyone. Again, for the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney at Berryman Dallas Brockstead. I am here tonight on behalf of Winfield, he goes by Scott, and Stacy Walls, property owners of 30600 Gull Point Road in Millsboro, Delaware. Mr. and Mrs. Walls are present this evening and sitting in the back of the room. Mr. and Mrs. Walls occupy the home located towards the front of the property, and they are before you this evening to request a conditional use pursuant to Sussex County Zoning Code Section 115-22 for operation of a boat shrink wrapping business to be operated on a roughly 2-acre portion of their 3.97-acre property. That proposed use will be concentrated around their roughly 1,500 square feet pole barn that you'll see on the upper middle portion of the property. That is also shown on the survey submitted into the record. The property is located within AR1, and all surrounding properties are also located in AR1. Properties located to the north and south are zoned MR, HR2, high density residential, and marine. There are two approved conditional uses and some properties operating commercial businesses nearby. Specifically, since 2011, two conditional uses have been approved within a mile radius of the property. One for a construction company that includes storage of materials, retail sales, and equipment storage for JB Builders LLC, and a conditional use for the operation of an on-premise electronic message center sign. Herman's Body Shop is also located across the street, and WMF, the marine dealer, a boat dealer, is located nearby at the intersection of Route 24 and Sussex County Road 312. This use is a less intensive use than businesses operating nearby and is compatible with the surrounding area that is very much so boat and marina friendly, with a boat dealer operating nearby, a public boat access ramp about a half mile down the road, and the marine district located just south of the Walls property. Included in the Walls submission is a copy of their land use application, DelDOT's response, making a determination that the proposed use impact on traffic is insignificant and they did not recommend a TIS, a copy of the existing condition survey prepared by Miller Lewis, Inc., a copy of the property information sheet and deed, and aerial images of the property. As you'll notice from the survey and aerial images in your packet, there's a gravel driveway that leads to a roughly 1,500 square feet pole barn located in the upper middle portion of the property, and that proposed use is going to be, as I said before, concentrated around that building on a roughly 2-acre portion of the property that we will identify on a final site plan. I do have pictures that I'd like to submit into the record and a proposed set of conditions, which I will hand in now. Once you have an opportunity to look at the pictures, you'll notice that everything's kept in a clean, presentable appearance at all times. The Walls' existing home is also located in a manner that serves as a privacy screen to this area of the property from the road. The home will screen the proposed use from the street view, and there's also mature trees and vegetation that's located between the neighbor's property that you can see there. All trash receptacles and dumpsters will be located on a site plan and also screened from view. The proposed hours of operation are Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7. There will be limited equipment on the site, and any equipment used will be stored in the pole barn. Mr. Walls mostly uses a shrink wrap gun to perform this work. The Walls also have no employees presently and do not plan to have employees at this time. In terms of traffic to the site, the walls don't anticipate any more than half a dozen boats to be brought to the property each day. It generally takes about 4 hours to actually shrink wrap a boat and perform this service. So Mr. Walls does anticipate some occasional need for a temporary storage of boats on the site in the event that he's unable to actually complete the work on the day that the boat's dropped off. The Walls are also interested in installing a sign, maybe in the future, that will obviously comply with county regulations. Section 1522 of the code requires a conditional use for business and commercial uses when the purpose of the AR1 district is more fully met by issuing a conditional use. As mentioned, the location of the business is compatible with surrounding uses, all structures are located within the setbacks, and the business operation will be limited to a roughly 2-acre portion of the property concentrated around the pole barn. And all business equipment, materials, and boats temporarily stored on the site will be kept in a neat and presentable appearance at all times. And with that, I will conclude my presentation.
All right, we thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
Just a couple more for the record.
Sure.
So shrink wrap only, no working on engines or boat trailers or anything like that?
Correct.
Will there be any hazardous chemicals or materials on site?
There will not.
Okay.
And I believe that one of the conditions addresses that specifically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's basically all I had. You covered everything with your conditions.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Just a couple. So I know what it looks like when it's done, but what's the process of the shrink wrap? Does it make a lot of noise? Is there
it doesn't. I actually asked Mr. Walls that. He said it's actually relatively quiet.
Okay.
So there's a shrink wrap gun. I've never seen it done myself, but it's, you know,
pretty. Puts plastic on and shrinks it down.
Correct, and that's about it. So quiet operation.
Okay.
And run hair dryer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good example. Like running your hair dryer.
All right. So the only other question was, you mentioned the storage would just be temporary while he's
correct.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
She took all my questions.
Mr. Hawkins.
Any employees?
No. No employees.
No questions.
Okay. I just have one. In regard to the temporary storage, how many boats at a time would be stored?
We were thinking, I guess... It's hard to say. They have never done this business before.
Right.
So I would prefer that there not be a condition set because it's hard to say. I don't know, maybe no more than 12. Is that probably reasonable? And we could have Mr. Walls come up and maybe speak to that point rather than
filling in a blank.
Is a marine storage yard.
The problem with temporary storage is turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're a specific boat may only be there 24 hours, what we need to be aware of is, will there be a situation where 12 boats will be there all the time, but
right,
it's not the same 12 boats?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question I would like to get someone to speak to.
Okay. I can have Mr. Walls come up and just speak to that.
Yeah, okay.
Scott Walls, address 30600 Gull Point Road.
Okay. Well, did you hear the discussion and understand what our concern is about that?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah. What we're concerned about, or what I'm concerned about, speak for myself, is that we get why temporary storage would be needed, because we can't complete a job.
Right.
So the question, though, is how many boats would be there, at a time? And if we're talking about a number like 12, then that sort of begs the question, while my boat may only be there overnight, Kim's boat and Keller's boat would be there, might be there, the next night, the next night, the next night. And if you have 12 people like that, then you've got 12 boats there all the time. So it's not temporary in that sense. It's temporary in the sense that it's just, my boat is just there overnight. So that's what we're trying to. That's a question I'm asking.
Right.
And if you don't anticipate that, then that's fine.
I don't anticipate it, but I see it just being seasonal. September, October, November.
Right.
People are going to pull them out, drop them off. I shrink wrap them, and either I pick them up, bring them to the house, shrink wrap them, and take them back.
Right.
Or if they drop them off, I'm envisioning somebody from up north or out of state taking the next weekend until they get back down to pick their boat up and move it.
So temporary could be a week, actually.
It possibly could be. I'm not going to say it can't be. And I currently own two boats and normally have three. and I have, you know, four or five family members that keep their boats in the back of my property anyhow, so, you know.
The other thing I can assure you of is when your customers see that big lot there,
well, it's,
they're going to want to store their boat on your lot.
It's been happening for years, but I don't, you see the 4 acres of grass that I have to cut, and the last thing I want to do is cut around a boat. So that's one thing I try to deter as much as possible, because I'm not about grass cutting.
So that, this will be something we'll have to give some thought to in our deliberation. It sounds like a boat could be there for a week, you know, which is not a particular problem for me. It's the number of boats that, that would be of concern, because we don't want to create a boat storage yard unintentionally.
Right.
But that's my only concern. No,
and we've had that conversation.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I personally don't want that myself because of it.
Right.
The grass, but you know, I can't say if nobody's.
We might,
you know,
be able to help you with that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That's all. I'm sorry, Counselor. I jumped ahead of you guys.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Staff, anything else?
Okay.
All right. Okay, then. If
thank
you'll
you.
Take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2268, Stacy C. and Winfield S. Walls, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2268? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak on conditional use number 2268? All right, we thank you. Commission, any further questions?
Thank you.
All right, then, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening.